Choosing a strategic focus. Making sustainability work divides an organization's sustainable issues into three categories. General sustainability issues. These issues are important to society as a whole, but are not directly influenced by the organization. For example, a manufacturer of engineered wooden floors may be concerned about the impact of warming on ecosystems, such as coral reefs, and so may contribute a portion of its sales to this issue. Value chain issues. These are directly affected by the organization's actions. For example, the flooring manufacturer may be aware of unsustainable forestry practices that could permanently deplete certain types of wood products, creating hardships for local communities and ecological systems. It may direct its purchasing/sourcing department to restrict wood purchases to non-threatened species or threatened species grown sustainably in plantations. Issues with strategic effects. A sustainability issue has become a strategic issue for this business, impacting the way it competes or its success. The flooring manufacturer may revise its product line to include more products made from renewable sources or sources that benefit their communities. They hope to use them to create a competitive advantage for the organization. It is to an organization's advantage to identify those issues that are aligned with its values, that it can affect through its own actions, and that can simultaneously create competitive advantages. Benefits of a strategic approach to sustainability. Sustainability and operations is likely familiar. Energy-saving changes in equipment and processes, recycling programs, green manufacturing and supply chain certifications, and SCORE-registered trademark sustainability, environmental and social metrics. What may be new is the idea of a sustainability strategy. However, successful and cost-effective sustainability performance is usually the result of adopting a strategic approach. Approaching sustainability from a strategic perspective offers several advantages to organizations. First, strategy requires the commitment and participation of senior management in implementation and assessment. Adopting sustainable practices will require change and investment. Second, strategy is an opportunity for integration and coordination of activities across an organization. This uses resources more effectively and promotes sharing of learning. Policies can standardize decisions about investing in sustainable initiatives and required returns on investment. Third, taking a strategic approach to sustainability promotes proactive attention to future problems and opportunities, not just those at hand. This avoids a problem common in corporate sustainability programs, restricting the organization's attention to low-hanging fruit that offers quick but, in the long term, small results.